This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. 2 weeks ago, Rowlett resident Lindsay Diaz got news that her storm-damaged home had been demolished by mistake. The days since have been a haze of meetings with insurance adjusters, phone calls with her builder, and media requests from across the country and around the world. The demolition company has promised to make things right. Diaz just wants life to get back to normal. In just 3 months, her Rowlett duplex went from happy home to storm-wrecked house to concrete slab. And Lindsay Diaz says she's not sure how much more she can take.
You know, I just couldn't believe, like, what else could happen to me? You know, I just hope that this is it.
Diaz bundles her 9-month-old, Arian, into a stroller and checks out what's left of the duplex.
They didn't pull up all of the floor, so I'm able to recognize that that's my bathroom because the tile's still there.
It's just the foundation, with little patches of flooring here and there. And even that can't be salvaged.
So the foundation needs to come up. We will not be able to build a house on it. So it's going to have to be taken up.
2 weeks ago, a crew from Billy Neighbors Demolition tore down this duplex by mistake. They were supposed to demolish a house one block over. They had the right number, but the wrong street. A spokesperson with the company told Diaz they will make things right.
The impression I have is that they're going to build what they took down. You know, because the home was already damaged, and I did receive funds from my insurance company. My impression is they're going to pay the difference.
An employee with Billy Neighbors Demolition sent over a statement. It reads in part, quote, "We understand the significance of our mistake, and we have taken the necessary steps to address the loss to the homeowners. This was an unfortunate and unintentional accident caused by human error and nothing else."
I don't even know what to feel anymore. It's a lot of emotions.
And perhaps even more attention. Ever since her home was knocked down, Diaz has been pelted with interview requests nonstop.
A home demolished by mistake. That's the strange reality in Rowlett tonight.
An engineer declared the home structurally sound, but then it was mistakenly torn down.
But what if the house you were trying to repair got demolished by mistake?
Instant notoriety was not something she expected.
You know, I've had people reach out to me from the UK, you know, asking me for my story.
And while the media attention has been interesting and some people have materialized out of thin air asking how they could help, Diaz says she'd rather wind back the clock to the morning of December 26, 2015, when she still lived in a cozy two-bedroom duplex with her boyfriend and baby.
It's so much. And I work full time. You know, I have the baby and I'm just... It's starting to get to me.
The tornado hit almost 3.5 months ago, and she's no closer to rebuilding her life than she was the day after the storm. And while she hopes everything will work out in the end, Lindsay Diaz says she'd really just like a stretch of smooth pavement on her road to recovery. Courtney Collins, KERA News.